This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Bowers & Company. Nick Smith and I'm Kevin Burhaney. We're holding down the fort. Brian will be back tomorrow. Well, this is a rare occasion because I know that Mark McLeod has been asked to come on the radio several times. And it's just not his thing. He just kind of likes to stay below the radar, but he does anything but that in the trucking business. Mark McLeod, how are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Colt, do we have you on the air as well?
Yeah. Colt, are you on there too? Yeah, I think he's still trying to get in, Kevin.
How about it now, Colt? Okay, why don't he join you with you in your office, okay?
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
All right, so Mark, thanks for joining us. I remember when I asked you, you said, you know, I don't normally do these kind of things. But this has been an unusual year, hasn't it?
Oh, right. The challenges are unbelievable. It's been quite a roller coaster for most businesses. And in our business, initially when it hit, everyone was buying everything off the shelves of the stores. And initially, we had a big spike up in business. And we thought, boy, this is going to be great. Well, then after a couple months, we had the auto plant shut down, the ports shut down on the imports, and all of those, that trucking capacity came into our arena and had a rate war like we hadn't never seen before. And so we went 3 or 4 months just getting smoked on pricing, and now all of a sudden those guys are back to work and the economy is booming again and we're actually struggling hiring drivers and we're turning down freight every day and things are definitely looking up in the as far as the economy compared to where they were this summer.
Just to give people an idea of the size of your business, if you don't mind, maybe this is private information, but the scale of your business in the way of how many employees, how many trucks do you have out there?
Yeah, we have 320 trucks out on the road and over 400 employees. We have a terminal in Lafayette, Indiana, a brokerage firm in St. Louis, and then we have a terminal in Springfield, Decatur.
And what I love about doing the radio here with Brian's show, or whether it be Soy City Buzz on First Mid Monday, is I get to talk to such wonderful business owners around this community. And you're right at the top of the food chain, along with Steve Horvey, and there are others that have just taken on incredible risks in this state to run your business, to employ people, and to try to make money. And, you know, I was watching The Men That Built America. Nick and I were talking about this. And it was interesting. Vanderbilt was all about shipping. He was all about the rails and the ships. And, you know, he went after Rockefeller's oil business, his kerosene business, and made them special deals to get all of his business. It was hugely competitive back then. I cannot imagine what it's like now.
Well, technology has done a lot of things to make a lot of people's lives better, but it's also really made our business super competitive, and so there's been a lot of good and a lot of bad that comes with it, and you know what, it's not easy. It's not easy being in business, and it's especially challenging in Illinois when we're already battling some of the highest work comp rates in the country. I can go across the state to Indiana and pricing is almost half whenever you have suits settled. Typically, they're a third to half price in Indiana. We have a Lafayette, Indiana terminal, and they've came at us a couple different times with incentives to get us to move our business over there. But you know what, Kevin? I'm from here. My family's from here. Our farms are from here. And we want to be in Illinois, but they're sure not making it easy. And this progressive tax that's coming at us is just, to me, is one of the biggest spikes in the coffin that we've ever seen, that a lot of people don't understand, that the businesses and the small businesses just can't afford another uncompetitive advantage when we have people coming in here bidding with ADM and Tate Lyle and Caterpillar, we're bidding against these people that have a lower cost structure than we have. And people don't realize just what that does. If they change this amendment, they may be touting that it's not going to affect most of the people, but it gives them the right in the future to go back and raise it on everybody. And I just don't think people understand that. They think, well, go ahead and tax the business guys, and they don't understand that it fundamentally changes everything. Illinois, I believe, in New Jersey and New York are the highest states that people are leaving the states now because of these issues. And that I believe over a 5 to 10 year period, it would be devastating.
Yeah, what about expansion, Mark?
We'll leave, yes.
I mean, you've got, I think a lot of times the politicians, well, they're not going to go anywhere. They got too much invested here. Well, what about expansion? I don't know a business that doesn't try to strategically calculate their next move. And if you're not competitive in this state, why wouldn't you go to Indiana or Missouri or Wisconsin?
Kevin, that's exactly why we have an office in Missouri and Indiana now. I don't want to move, but our expansion is not going to be here. And I look at the other companies in town. You know what? They may have spent too much, the ADMs, the Tate and Lyles, the Caterpillars, to move those big plants now. But when they build the new plants and when they're expanding, they're not doing it in Illinois because the business climate is so tough.
I don't understand how the governor and those who are trying to push this tax can't understand that. But we'll talk a little bit more. Is Colt in your office now?
Yes, he is. But he can't hear right now. And they said if I put him on speakerphone that you'd have.
That's right. When we come back from the break, hand the phone to Colt. I want to talk to him about being the next generation.
Yep, sounds good. Okay.
All right, hang on, Mark, and we'll be back with more of Mark McLeod and his son Colt. They own and run McLeod Express. More right after this.
Today we've got a chance of some morning showers, otherwise cloudy with a high near 50. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 60 and evening rain is likely. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 43 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:53, and this look at your weather brought to you by Melissa Watson, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor. When life happens.
Life has a way of throwing unexpected events and new opportunities our way. When your life goals change with time or fluctuating market conditions throw your plan off course, Wells Fargo Advisors' investment planning process offers the flexibility to make the adjustments you need to help you live the life you want. When life happens, we can help. For more information, call me, Melissa Watson, Financial Advisor, at 420-4640.
Gear up for fall with Sloan Implement on a John Deere Z915E or a Z900 Series commercial Z-Track mower. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Think about it. It's Sunday evening. You promised you'd mow this weekend and you still have a chance. You fire up the mower, then you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision thanks to the John Deere Excel Deep Mower Deck. And hey, the family's right around the corner. Lucky for you, you're already done. Just in time to help with the groceries. Who says the best lawn on the block has to take all day? Get $300 off the Z915E with 0% for 48 months. Or maybe the Z900 series is the ticket at $500 off and 0% for 48. 0% for 48 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/30/2020. Gear up for fall at Sloan's. At Sloan Implement, we're John Deere people too. Power up with
Sloan's. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and HSHS St. Mary's Hospital wants to remind all women to schedule their annual mammogram. We get it, you're busy, but you are important too. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for women in America, but it's also one of the most treatable when detected early. Put yourself first and schedule your mammogram at St. Mary's Hospital today.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force, It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company, and we're talking to the McLeods, Mark and Colt McLeod from McLeod Express. Good morning, Colt. Are you there? Mark, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Okay, is Colt around there?
Yep.
Hand that phone to him.
Went the other. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's here now. Here okay. You go, Kevin.
All right. Hey, Colt.
Hey, sorry about that.
Thanks for letting us pull you away from another busy day at work. But I wanted to get your perspective. You're the next generation. Mark and I are pretty much same age. He's probably a lot younger, but I'm in my 60s. And I've encouraged my son and two son-in-laws to come back to Illinois, and I wanted them to have the same opportunity that I got when I got out of college. And you've done a similar thing. You're back in the family business, but are you concerned as you look forward to how competitive you can keep your company when you take over with the organization?
Yeah, it is. He mentioned our increasing costs and the challenges that we face every day. And, you know, really just in general, hiring itself is probably one of the biggest challenges we have. And it's not only labor, it's not only driving jobs, but it's in the office as well. And everybody we talk to seems like they have a bigger challenge in hiring. And so I don't see that getting any better. And you know, as my dad mentioned, just across the state line, I mean, they're providing plenty of incentives for people to move there and themselves and their businesses. So I don't know how we are going to gain any advantage going forward with something like this.
So what do you do? I mean, you got this progressive tax coming up. The governor says we're in a huge deficit. He inherited a big deficit, and he wants this progressive tax to cover that deficit, and basically taking it from the successful businesses. And to me, doesn't there need to be some expense reduction here?
Yeah, there's got to be, you know. I mean, we're in a global pandemic right now, so the last thing we need to do is to pass something like this. In the middle of this, I mean, not only will this drive small businesses away, but it will also handcuff our return or our recovery from this pandemic. So, in my opinion, this is one of the last things we need to do right now on our local and state economy.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for both you guys being here, and good luck with your business. Vote no on the tax.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.